Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Canes, who moved up to number 2 in the AP poll. Miami will be off this week before playing their first road game in Tallahassee a week from Saturday. In the NFL, week 3 will come to a close tonight with the Ravens and Lions. Week 4 begins on Thursday with the Cardinals and Seahawks. The Dolphins will host the Jets on Monday Night Football. On the ice, the Panthers dropped a preseason doubleheader to the Predators. The Cats will continue the preseason on Wednesday in Carolina. And to the Marlins, who got their second straight sweep, beating the Rangers 4-2. Miami will get a day off today before heading to Philly tomorrow. Joe, we'll go ahead and send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And a lot of news from yesterday, a lot of games, and fun to watch. Sit back and watch the red zone. I can't lie, man. Did not take it off the red zone, especially all those 1 o'clock games. Bang, 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 bang. I didn't even notice a commercial, by the way.
Yeah, I haven't noticed it either.
If they,
it might have been some backlash or something. I don't know.
They went four square.
They do a few ads though. Like they'll do like hear the upcoming like something or other for DraftKings or whatever. Like,
yeah,
they'll do that. But I haven't noticed much in the way of ads.
You got to kind of get used to watching it though. Like it's different because you kind of wonder if you about theme, but they don't miss anything. And by the way, if they do, they go back and
Scott Hansen's one of the best broadcasters in the business. He is truly fantastic. I don't know how he does that, by the
with
way.
All the names.
Like he knows everything. They follow every play. It's amazing.
And if he does, he comes right back, corrects it, and gives you the play and lets you know. And it is. It is, by the way, it's pretty amazing. And it is friggin' nonstop. Those games end up,
It works though too. Like you can just sit and watch that for 7 hours. Like it works.
They had two game-winning field goals at almost identical times. It was crazy.
The last like few minutes of the 1 o'clock hour or the window were very wild,
just
to say
getting
the least.
A little closer. Although I got to tell you, there weren't a lot of competitive games, right? There was a lot of blowouts in that game. I guess the surprise right now is of the NFL, if you're with me, is the Colts on just how I know.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones been really good, but they got a good running game. Their defense has been.
I think that Packers thing yesterday was
biggest brutal. Early on.
Yeah, that by the way, I don't know how many, I had them in like every parlay possible. They're not
I will
lose to the
tell
Browns,
you,
but
Cleveland's got a really good defense. Their offense is just
I told you when we started the show, the first thing I thought of yesterday is the teams that we have upcoming on the schedule looked a whole lot more competent yesterday. We got the Panthers coming up.
Yeah.
They waxed the Falcons.
They did.
Shut them out.
And we got them up there. Yeah, they did. They made them look real bad. Yeah.
So I don't know how good they are, and they seem to be at least competitive. And then the Browns seem competitive as well. You obviously have your Chargers too in there, who are very good.
No, you've got, listen, nothing. When you're 0-3,
Nothing's easy.
Nothing's
easy.
Are
you going to tell me?
Yes, nothing's easy. When you're 0-3, I'm sure the Jets are going, we got to get healthy this week. This is a team we got to go down and beat.
That spread is crazy, by the way. The disrespect to Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites at home against the Jets.
Well,
that's crazy.
They're 0-3, too. What do you expect?
I know.
I mean, the numbers, they're looking at numbers and how you're doing offensively and how you're doing defensively. And
I thought the Dolphins played a hell of a game on Thursday with the exception of, you know, a couple of passes. But
well, I got to tell you, Mike, and I know it was dogpiling after the game. Mike called a great game.
He did.
He called a that really was not good on game Mike. For what he has and what he called and getting guys open and crossing or short crossing routes. So I've got this new thing that I've said. Apparently, it's out there because some people – and I think Mike's calling what Tua can handle. Mike is going, okay, this is what Tua can do. Now, maybe some of it's because of the offensive line. Maybe. But I think a lot of it's because he's going, hey, I don't know if – something's not right with Tua from even when he was throwing ahead. He was connecting with Tyreek a couple years ago, hitting him in stride over mm-hmm. the top. And I get it. He's not throwing it 75 yards in the air, but if he can throw it 55, he was getting it 55 knowing Tyreek could run under it. And they had great timing. Right now, whether it's a deep comeback or an out route or something, a crossing route deeper or a takeoff down the middle, his last couple of throws to Tyreek Hill specifically have been ducks.
Kind of feels like ever since he came back last season,
yes,
that it's been like a downhill.
He didn't play. You're right. He didn't play at the end of last year.
Right? Like he came back. He was rough. Yeah, I'm with you, by the way. Something does seem like it's up with him.
No, I'm just – it looked like –
and I don't think he's good to begin with, but, like, it does seem like something is not right.
And I know he's been coached up to throw the ball away and make good decisions and, you know, live for another down and – and you can see that. You can see that part of his game. He's got a goal of staying healthy. But, yeah, I think that's why I think Mike's game plan was really good. But
I also think the fact that he can't run and teams know that he can't run.
Yeah, you don't have to have a spy
massive,
guy.
Massive disadvantage.
It
every other quarterback in the NFL, at least there's like a somewhat of a threat that the guy could take off.
Look at the runs. I watched Daniel Jones take off and run yesterday during those highlights.
Well, he runs. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, we had 700 yards rushing one year with the Giants. So
the other issue with Tua, like, you got to get that ball out quick because the guy can't take a hit. If he gets hit, it could be it. He's the only quarterback in the league, too, that can't take a hit. So
I just
feel two things working against you there.
When he sits for an extra second in the pocket and starts to feel everything getting closer to him, it just – that's when it doesn't look good. It's like, okay, maybe the number one option's not there. Kind of waiting, and now, shoot, I'm kind of waiting, but is somebody going to take me down? He just doesn't. And by the way, if that's the case, I get it, man. You've taken some hits. You've had trouble with your hip. You've had God knows how many concussions. I understand it. I understand. But, man, this is he's got to play better. If you're going to play him, he's got to play better than he is, and especially – in these tight ball games in the fourth quarter.
You don't think he's hurt, do you?
No. I don't know
when it would have happened, but
no,
I guess you're on to something. Or something does not look right because he really he's floating those passes up there.
Some of the throws he made down the field, like Washington a couple years ago, and throws over the top of the safety and corner, and Tyreek makes a little adjustment to the ball, and it's a 70-something yard touchdown, and all the throws down the sideline, and all I get is, well, the safeties are taking everything away. And I'm like, there's something else going on here besides just the safety thing that we keep hearing about.
Is it possible he's, I don't want to say scared, but.
Gun shy?
Is there something that's like in
we
his
like
head?
We like say gun shy sounds a little better.
Okay.
Scared
it does sound. You know what I mean, though? Like at a certain point, I mean, the guy's taking, he said the concussions and stuff. Like,
I don't think he's scared.
He has to know that he can't take a hit.
I think that's always there. I think he knows one more could be it. Like you run out of free passes, so to speak. So anyway, I don't know, man. We'll see what the game plan is, you know, this week.
If you can't beat the Jets at home on Monday Night Football, in a battle of winless teams, like,
I am with you. And
you can't win that game.
They're,
I don't know what
up
to.
There, and they find ways to lose every week in tight ball games. And,
yeah, they're not very good.
So, I don't know.
A lot of people, by the way, are chiming in here. A lot of people are turning on Tua at this point, and I get it, man. People are pissed. They, you know, it sucks watching Justin Herbert play every week too. And I know, like, people are, you know, sending that in. That pass that he had to Keenan Allen in the end zone,
that was a great,
I think it was
play.
The tie of the game. He, you know, slips through a couple of tackles, throws the ball like fading away on a rope while he's getting hit.
Well, I can tell you this, coming out of college, there was one thing that was not discussed. He had a strong arm. That was an A-plus arm, and mm-hmm. it's still an A-plus arm. I don't know if they thought I don't
okay,
even know.
Okay, so if he had
point.
An A-plus arm, he was obviously a better athlete running-wise, right?
Oh,
that's not even debatable.
Oh, I remember it was leadership.
Leadership, okay.
I'm trying to think of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Some of the things that everybody was talking about before. Mm. Maybe accuracy. Was it accuracy? I don't remember.
Yeah, you know who else had an accuracy problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy up in Buffalo.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember he was throwing it in the seats and stuff. I think then he figured out how to play.
Wasn't it Troy Aikman said if you're a 55% completion guy in college, that's what you're going to be in the pro? Pros?
Everyone's got all the answers. I don't know.
I don't know. But whatever that – and by the way, he did throw it when he first got in the league. Josh did throw it everywhere.
Yes,
now,
he did.
You weren't safe in the first or second row of a stadium.
Good thing they have quarterback coaches out there, huh?
Somebody coached him up, or he just decided, I'm going to be really frigging good, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Well, every game the Bills play now, I don't know if you notice this, they do the little split screen thing, and they have him as throwing, you know, mechanics as a rookie.
Oh, yeah,
and
I did see
now,
that.
Every
I saw that
game
on the
– yeah,
it's funny. I that. Saw – I was watching the monitor, and I saw they were showing it
Yeah, while Chris Collinsworth is stroking him, they usually do that little split screen thing.
Yeah, the Justin Herbert thing is
that one stings too. Yeah,
it's amazing. All of a sudden, he gets a coach. One thing about Harbaugh, whoever he coaches, don't they end up being good?
Usually, yes, seems that way.
I mean, and he's a little bit different guy now. He's not. Yeah,
yes,
you see him in front of groups with those glasses on, and you don't know what he's going to say. But, man, he can coach him.
954 says, can we talk about a real team? UM is undefeated, number two in the country. The hell with the Dolphins. By the way, the Dolphins lose.
Thanks for listening.
They lose on Monday night. It might be. Right?
Yeah.
Someone said Lamar had accuracy issues, too, laughing out loud. Hell yeah, remember they wanted Lamar to be a wide receiver or something, or a running back or something, right?
Lamar to run a 40 as a receiver, and he kissed his rear end. Yeah, he's awesome.
He's only been a generational talent at quarterback.
Baltimore goes, we'll take him.
Yeah.
We know what he can do.
God forbid someone here had the foresight to take someone from here.
How about the great Ozzie Newsome? One of the reasons he is one of the great GMs of all time, Oz is behind that move. Not only great tight end when he played, but great general manager. Probably the best combination guy in the history of the sport as a great tight end, and then shows up and is making some of the picks he's made.
You want a theory on Tua here? 404 says the injury at the end of the last year was to his hip, the left side. He can't properly plant on that leg, so he's trying to arm all his throws. We already know it's weak.
He did hurt his hip at the end of the season.
Is he not healthy?
He ran the other. I saw him run. He ran. He slid. He looked normal. He's not.
He's not healthy, by the way. He should get out of the game.
No. But does he? I get the
sit and get healthy, whatever you need.
I get the theories, and I don't think he is. I don't know.
Well, something's got to explain these throws. Those are not NFL throws, man.
No. His two throws again down the middle of the field, which, by the way, between a safety and a corner, and then the other one that he came all the way back to catch, were not good-looking throws.
The only guy who probably looked worse was Russell Wilson, who is completely washed.
Yeah, but Russell says all the great – he always says the right things.
May be the most washed quarterback in the NFL.
Got paid in one more year, though. Got it. But that thing's going to be running out here pretty soon. I agree. All right. Hey, Woody, we got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Love talking about the work they're doing. Man, when you talk about trucks, it is truck month. And we want to make sure you understand, if you are in the market right now for a new truck, your South Florida Chevy dealers. Well, first of all, we got dealerships all over South Florida. Second of all, we got some fantastic deals going on for you right now. All our great trucks, Durable Colorado with a standard turbo max engine and impressive torque. Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power you could ever want. Boy, I'll tell you what, if it's needed for what you do for a workday workhorse or a weekend warrior, got all the toys you need, you can pull behind it, it's never a problem. How about Silverado HD? Well, you'll feel confident and in command no matter what it takes. Boy, I'm telling you right now, the legendary horsepower, one of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, whether it's a midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, Chevy pickups will never, ever let you down. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. If you're in the market for a new truck, make sure you put your South Florida Chevy dealers on that list. You will fall in love today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.